Well, you know what? We got a hotline for you today. I know you're excited about that, and it's about craft beer. Yes. Oh. How many of you just said, "Oh yeah," to craft? No, you have to applaud because you're on the radio. Okay. Well, I'm tired of craft beer. Is really the reason we're at it. I've had it up to here with craft beer. Thank you very much. What? Okay. Is that the intro to this bit?
Yeah.
Oh, that's really good. You know, we have new rights now in America. We have gun rights, we have drone rights, and we have beer rights. Everyone has the right to make their own beer. It's getting out of hand, though, because not everyone is good at it, is my point. And this is something called "A Rising Tide Lifts All Craft Beers," or funny, "You Don't Look Brewish." Okay, so you artisan a cheese, but you craft a beer, okay? Therefore, cheese is an art and beer is a craft shoot. We are currently adrift here, there, and everywhere in craft beer up to our waddles, figuratively, if not literally, bobbing, thrashing, and treading craft beer. While it can pretty easily be proven you can't dance, it takes a substantial investment in hardware, hops, barley, malt, yeast, and brew space to prove that you're no brewmaster. Okay. Throwing down the gauntlet on this one. Except for so many women doing it, you might think the urge to brew was testosteronically inspired. But it's more profound than that. Every badger, man, woman, and child, if they're in there with their folks, has repurposed 6.3 gallons of craft beer. And that's just since 10 this morning. This means, of course, one guy is graciously drinking 18.9 gallons, so two guys don't have to, but that's not the point. The point is, if everyone is a Burgomeister, then no one is. Come on, can't all be Burgomeisters. I'll wager there's even a German drinking song to that effect about everyone thinking they're a Burgomeister. Is there? You probably heard that in elephant trunk Germany. And craft beer is mother's milk to millennials due to the heady suggestion present in their own mother's milk. With its lightly sweet hints of caramel, citrus, and peppery nuttiness, where hop meets malt. Give a millennial a chance, and even though they may be trying to fund their own brews, they will kickstart your craft beer and potato salad if they like you, and who wouldn't? Last year in Wisconsin, we rolled out the craft barrel 850,874 times, and that's just what was reported. Much of it underwritten by the generosity of strangers with a shared passion. While only 100 or so garage, basement, and moving pod setups are officially on the tax rolls, there is reportedly a wart haze hanging over the white pines and tamaracks of the Shawmagon National Forest, arising from scores of one-holer had Ted Kaczynski gone into beer operations. Thank you. Cranking out caribou slobber-like brown ales, and walking dead ringer IPAs like it's a race against the coming rapture. Because in heaven, there is no beer, so let's get it. Those aren't empty crack vials you see scattered in the woods. Those are White Labs Platinum Strain WLP590 French Saison Ale. Empties. Just as addictive and pricey. Just for the personal use and the chagrin of your friends, look, the cost of this, your Rocky Mountain Oyster or Etruscan Tomb Stout, if you do it right, can set you back as much as $500,000, ladies and gentlemen. And that's just for your first scupper. Twice that if you wish to inflict it on others, you know. Gonna roll it out. Short of that, of course, you could go back, go in a hock for $50,000 and a couple of 40-gallon brew kettles. Hopefully you'll have your Belgian mustard ale by Labor Day, and you can look for work a couple of days afterwards. There you have it, my feelings on craft beer. This is your chance to respond. Oh, please don't. I know you believe in craft beer. It's in the Constitution. You have the right to craft beer. We'd like to hear from craft beer people or people who feel sort of, all right, enough with the craft beer already. Not everyone is a craftsman of beer. Now, what number should they call then, Stephanie?
They should dial 800-942-5669. That's 1-800-WA-NOW or 1-800-WHACK-NOW.
I was hoping you'd say that. That's the number to call. So come on, we'll hear from craft beer people, or we'll get rebuttal. This is rebuttal time now. If you can still rebut after all that beer you've been drinking. This is like Saturday morning, so let's face it. Because you got to taste it. No point in making it if you can't taste it. Do we have some craft brewers here in the audience? Anyone got a little? Yeah, what do you got going? What do you have going?
I made a brown ale.
You have a brown ale? Where did you make it?
In a basement.
In your basement?
In Janesville, Wisconsin.
A basement in Janesville, Wisconsin? Okay. And how long did it take you, and it cost a lot of money?
It cost maybe $60, it took 3 weeks.
$60 in 3 weeks? See, that's what I'm talking about.
And do you have some with you?
$60. Bring it with you?
Did you bring it with you?
No, sorry.
Dope.
Okay, so you're not planning on rolling this out, this basement Janesville brown ale?
Not with this batch.
Not with this batch. But are those your plans? You're gonna plan and...
Only if my current job falls through.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, let's hope that doesn't happen. We've got calling in right now on craft beer. Perhaps you are a Burgomeister, a local Burgomeister. Or if you feel as I do that enough already with asking me if I want. You know, the first time you hear it, you think, why would I want a craft beer? And they say, no, craft. But now we're all sophisticated, so we know that they're saying that. You know, the first time, it really took me aback. And what, Miller Lite is not a craft beer? I think it is. There's some craft behind it. How can you make a beer without any beer in it? That's pretty an amazing thing to have, if you think. Yes, the phones are just ringing off the hook. Now, what's that number again?
That number again is 1-800-942-5669.
Yeah. That's it.
That's 1-800-WA-NO or 1-800-WACK-NOW.
Yes, okay. Jerome's in St. Louis here. And how do you feel about this whole craft beer thing, Jerome?
I'm mostly on your side, Michael. In fact, I have a bit of an anecdote.
Okay.
About 15 years ago, I actually got to play the quiz.
Okay.
And I had to interrupt my Saturday morning beer-making session to do so.
Oh, you did?
And at that time, I was making beer because I couldn't buy beer that I liked.
Oh.
And now you can go to any small grocery store in a town of 2,000 people and be confronted with dozens of beers that just didn't exist 15 years ago.
Right.
And so I have since stopped making beer because it just takes a lot of time.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Heck, go to the grocery store, pick one up.
Yeah. So you're a reformed beer maker.
I am. I stopped out of sheer lack of need.
Okay.
But I had started making beer about 25 years ago. And like I couldn't go to a grocery store and see anything but busy yellow water.
Were you more of a Pilsner or an IPA or what kind of?
I like pale ale myself.
Pale ale, yeah.
But okay. You can buy 10 kinds of pale ale without even, you know, swinging a dead cat very far anymore.
Swing a dead cat, yes, thanks. Thanks for that metaphor. All right, thanks, Jerome. Appreciate
Thank
that.
Thank you.
Okay. Al's online from Cleveland. Al, where do you weigh in on this?
I can't stand crappy products that are made in St. Louis, majority of the time. I'm not going to name the company.
Okay.
They are marketing. They are not beer. They're selling marketing.
Okay.
And good beer is a nice, beautiful IPA such as Great Lakes Brewing Company in Cleveland, Ohio.
I agree. They're very good. Very good.
So I really would hope that people would start doing some background work and seeing what a real true craft beer manufacturer is.
Yeah.
And buy from them and support the local business.
Yeah. Don't they make any mass-produced beers in Cleveland? I thought they did. What was that one that used to come from Cleveland?
There were, years ago, I think there was the one called POC, Pride of Cleveland, but it also had another
Why didn't that sell? I can't
POC.
Say why. You would think a beer that's called Pride of Cleveland would sell out. You know, maybe.
Schmitz. Another manufacturer.
Schmitz beer came from Cleveland. That's the one I was thinking of. Yeah. Schmitz. You got to like a beer called Schmitz, because everyone knows a Schmidt.
It's German in background, so they make pretty good beers in Germany.
Yeah, yeah. They don't make Schmitz anymore?
No, can't be found.
Yeah.
Can't be found.
Okay. Thanks, Al. Your point is well taken and made.
Thank you very much. All have right. a great day.
Yeah,
great to be on your show.
Yeah, bye. Richard's in Garrison, Missouri. Hey, Richard.
Hey.
How are you?
Well, I'm a little hard of hearing, and I might have misunderstood the gist of this whole request. I brew beer in my basement, and I thought you said you wanted to hear about craft beer.
Yeah. I already made that joke. It didn't work for me either. But you're right.
Well, at least I got you a secondhand laugh that way.
Yeah. Well, are you in your basement making beer?
No, but I have been several times when your show was played. I kind of like that other show I heard on the radio earlier there. Said the same thing.
Yeah.
Maybe your voice has something to do with us basement brewers that, you know, we enjoy.
You mean I'm driving you into the basement just to make beer just because of my voice?
No. I bring you down there with me, Michael. You do? You inspire me to brew beer, perhaps.
Well, so you do it then?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I used to try to give it to my friends, and they started closing their drapes and shutting their doors when they'd see me pull up, so I quit that.
It's like, you know, when you make pottery or something, you get a potter's wheel and you start making pottery, and you got to give away all the junky-looking little things, the things that fall over, you know, vases that flop over, and you give them to your friends, and they try to look. But now it's craft beer. It's all craft beer.
Yeah, and they're all junky, and so you just get used to drinking bad beer. That's where I like it. I just enjoy the process.
Do you enjoy a bad beer as well as a good beer?
I just enjoy beer, but, you know.
So it doesn't matter what it is. Anything that is actually technically beer is fine with you?
Absolutely.
Oh, excellent. You're wonderful.
But I like dark bad beer.
Dark bad beer. Okay. Okay. Would you go so far as to darken a light bad beer and bring a little caramel coloring or something?
Tell
me about your beers. What are you still producing a beer, and what is it that you're producing there in Garrison?
I like a nut brown ale, you know, and we've got a great brew store here in our area.
Yeah. Nut brown.
I call the home brewery. And so I go buy a kit, you know, buy one of those. It all started when my wife and daughter gave me one of those
kits.
Elementary making kits.
Yeah.
And so.
Okay. Did you say you wanted it, or they just gave it to you because you looked like you needed something to do, or you didn't have any beer?
No, I'm one of those guys that, you know, I'm a hard person to buy a gift for, so you get some unique things, and, you know, that's what I got.
Well, let me ask you this. Did you ever do wine making before the beer?
Well, yeah. I do a little farming, and I raise blackberries, so a few years ago I made some blackberry wine, and that was the worst crap you ever tasted in your life.
And yet we don't hear craft wine. We always, it's just... Like, it's a guy makes wine, but he's a craft beer maker. So that's kind of...
My in-laws are real winemakers, and they're very gracious people, and they tasted it. And you could just tell by the look on their face it tasted bad.
Yeah.
But you know, they said it was dry. They put a nice spin on it and said it's very dry.
That's what they say about me, too. I hate that. You're so dry. You know, what does that mean?
No, we all think that.
Well, thanks.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Well, it was nice talking with you.
I kind of missed out on the explanation early on. Where's the guy that you have been having on that's been doing the announcement? Where's he?
He went back to his day job.
Okay. Well, you know, you told the gal talking to you now that you told her to laugh a lot. I was a drawback to that last guy. He laughed way too much.
Well, too much.
Cut back on me.
Yeah. He's laughing somewhere else now. We had to let him go. He's laughing to himself in a padded room right now.
So. Well, I had a great day. It was good talking to you.
I could just talk to you for the whole 2 hours, Richard.
Well,
yeah, nice talking to you.
Time. It's too hot to go outside.
Yeah, so yeah. Okay. All right. Go have some of that beer in the basement.
I'll do that.
Okay. Nice talking to you very much.
All right. Hey, my pleasure.
All right.
Goodbye.
Bye. Donna's in Peoria, which is in Illinois, as I understand it. And hey, Donna.
Hi.
I like Peoria. We were there not long ago.
I know. I was there.
Oh, you were there? Yeah, yeah. That hamburger place. So what's that one down at the dock?
Burger Barge.
Burger Barge. If you're ever in Peoria, two words for you. Big Al's and Burger Barge. I guess that's four words. All yeah. Anyway, so Donna, how do you weigh in on this whole beer controversy?
They like, and the guy who didn't like beers from St. Louis really got me to thinking about the fact that there's a place about an hour north of us where you can drive an hour to the bar and get a point beer.
Wow.
And
And what's the point of that?
Well, because, I mean, if you like Point, you've either got to go to Stevens Point or you got to go, yeah, and the guy.
Oh, yeah. You know, like our spotted cow turned up in Minnesota, and that was quite a scandal.
Well, and the guy who owns Cherry Street Bar in Galesburg, yeah, you know, about once a month, he drives up to Point and, you know, loads up his truck and
sells it at a premium. I bet he sells it at a premium, too. Because
it's really tasty.
It is very tasty. I like Point.
You know, 10 years ago, you couldn't get a Liney's in Peoria, but now no. It's kind of like everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Still can't get a Kugel in most places, though.
No.
You can get a Liney's. Are you a brewer yourself, Donna? Do you ever brew beer?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
But I won't drink anything from St. Louis either.
Okay. Good rule of thumb. All right. Thanks, Donna.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. Bye. Jim's in Springfield, Missouri. Hey, Jim.
Hey, Michael.
What's happening?
Listen, I'm calling from Springfield, Missouri. But I spent some of my growing up in Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, good.
And just had a comment about POC.
Yeah.
It's pick of the crop, not pride of Cleveland.
Oh, pick of the That makes a difference.
Yeah, yeah. It was a big seller there, too.
You know, our big one.
I was too young to drink it, so I can't.
Our big one.
I
was just gonna say our big one in Milwaukee was Red, White, and Blue. And no one knew who made it. You know, I mean, in Milwaukee, we had Schlitz and Pabst and Miller and you know whatever.
Yeah.
And
but
Red, White, and Blue
was
cheap.
Red, White, Blue.
It was cheap, so yeah. That was a beautiful thing.
Well, we've got stuff down here in Springfield now. So we had Grain Belt and
Grain Belt,
a couple
sure.
of others.
Yeah.
They used to call that Brain Melt.
Brain.
Yeah. 1980, you could buy a six pack of that for like 89 cents.
Yeah. You got to filter it through a loaf of bread, though. I understand that.
Yeah, something like that.
Something
yeah,
like
bread
that.
Or charcoal.
Yeah.
Charcoal filter.
But are you a brewer yourself? Do you brew a little beer?
No,
at home?
I made wine, but I'm
yeah.
I may get some beer one day, but I'm not yeah. I'm not a real big beer yeah. aficionado.
Okay. No. Well, of course I am. You can tell.
But, yeah. Well,
I can't even spell aficionado. I don't know how to be one. How'd your wine turn out?
Pretty good. Pretty good. I made some elderberry. This is back in the 80s when I lived in the Hudson Valley.
Oh yeah.
In New York.
Elderberries.
And I made some elderberry. It was pretty decent. I made some real nice, just plain old Dove. I guess it's not. I guess it's politically incorrect, but it was Dago Red. No? Just.
It was what?
Good old-fashioned dry red wine, but, you know, health wine.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We made about
8
gallons of that one here.
We had
a big Thanksgiving.
I was hoping you said big old red, but I didn't. Okay. Well, that's good. Well, thanks, Jim. Appreciate your input.
Sure. Nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you. Dennis is in Green Bay. Dennis.
Hi.
Hey.
I'm not a brewer. I don't brew any beer, but being from Wisconsin, of course, I drink it.
Yeah, okay. Got to.
With craft beer, you've got to sort through a lot of mediocre and less than mediocre beers.
Yeah.
But then you find that one that just tastes so good.
Yeah.
It's worth sifting through. And the only way to describe a great beer is it's like French kissing an angel.
French kissing a beach ball?
Yeah, that too.
No, what did you say? French kissing a what?
Angel.
An angel.
Yes. And the only reason I know what...
I don't even want to wrap my mind around that. That is so wrong, Dennis.
Well, the only way I know what that's like...
That's why angels don't hang around you, Dennis. I got news for you. They don't particularly care for that.
True. Well, I know that because I've been married to the same woman for 40 years. I've been kissing an angel for 40 years.
Well, okay, there you got out of it pretty good, Dennis.
I worked my way out of that one.
So do you have a beer... Have you found the beer that's like kissing an angel?
Oh, there's several of them up here that are very good.
Throw out some names.
Go on your own journey and try a bunch and find that one. You'll know it.
I thought that was the name of it, Go on Your Own Journey. Okay, I was going to write that down. Okay, thanks, Dennis.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. Bye. Yeah, we got last one here. In Columbus, Ohio, Willie's on the line. Hey, Willie.
Hey, Michael. How you doing?
I'm pretty good.
Hey, I've got to turn down the radio here.
Go ahead. Or just break it. Who listens to the radio anymore?
Yeah, this is true. So I don't make craft beer, but I was wondering what you think Donald Trump does on the craft beer side of things.
What he does on the, could I care less? I don't think so.
Do you think Donald is a craft beer kind of guy? I guess would be my question.
I don't really care what he does. None of my business.
I was just trying to provoke you some way or another.
I don't see how you could. I'm already provoked. I come provoked. You don't really have to do it.
Pre-provoked.
That's all you want to say? That was it, Willie? That's all?
I don't drink anymore, so I can't comment on the craft beer thing.
Okay.
I got nothing. All right.
Thanks, though. Good way to end it. I got nothing with Willie from Columbus, Ohio. Thanks, Willie. All right, that's it. Pretty much our craft beer discussion. We didn't get anywhere, but it's a starting point.